let's read from the Holy Word of God. America needs the Word of God. We all do. Ephesians 4, 1 through 6. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation where you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's one body, one Spirit, even as ye are called in the hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God who is Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. That's talking to the saints of God, not talking to you worldly people. But what does meekness mean? Meekness doesn't mean you're like meek like a mouse and afraid. No. Meek means you're under the authority of God's word, and you're believing, and you're practicing, and you're keeping, and you're following God's word. That's what meekness is. You're under the control of God and his spirit. You're not under control of Satan and his kingdom, like sports and entertainment, or politics and movies. You're under control of the Word of God, the Spirit of God, Christ as your master. That's what meekness is. And Jesus said, the meek will inherit the earth. You're not meek as you entertain yourself in the flesh of the world. You're the opposite. You're prideful, and you're sinful, and you're fleshly, and that's going to send you away on judgment day. So turn and repent. Change your mind, neighbors. You're being titillated by sports and covetous vainglory. But what about the Word of God? What about the eternal truth of God? What about that judgment day that's coming? What about righteousness? Yeah, we hear this a lot in the streets. People are always saying, more grace, more mercy. But what about righteousness, goodness, truth? What about all of those ways? What about holiness? What about repentance? What about obedience? You're laughing, sir. What are you laughing at? You're an elder man. You should have more sense. You're laughing like a foolish man at the proclamation of God's truth. And you're close to the judgment day. You're old like me. I'm amazed. I get it. Young people that mock, I get it. They're inexperienced and they're novices. And they're silly and not sober. But I can't believe America has been turned over because the older people are foolish, silly, worldly, carnal, compromised, sinful, without wisdom. And when we street preach, we get more teenagers listening to the gospel and taking God's word to heart than we do the middle-aged or the old people. Let's bring this scripture verse around. So that would mean that the young people are more meek. The young people are more meek than the middle-aged and the old people. How sad, how pathetic that age and time has not brought older people to realize that judgment's coming, that worldliness is your enemy, that sin is going to come after you. Satan's going to come after you, and you're falling right in line. The church systems are deceiving you. The modern pastors and priests are deceiving you, telling you you can be like the world. You can't be like the world and claim a holy savior. You senior people should know better. You should be counting the days until the judgment is coming for you and fleeing all unrighteousness. Seek after the meekness of God. Put yourself under his word and obey it with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The word of God went out today. Repent and seek the kingdom of God.